ready to take up the mantle. Madame Rose Kooten spoke to Gloria Anderson.
I want to take this opportunity to congratulate Ghanaian women for all the strides they've been making these past 50 years since independence. And even before the independence period, I think if we look at our history, we have enough evidence, enough information to show that women have always been bold, even when we are at our lowest, where maybe we don't have the needed resources to take care of ourselves, our children, and our families. We have demonstrated resilience, and we have shown that we are capable and we are able to provide, not only for ourselves, but also for our families. So the boldness has always been there. I think what is needed with regard to the theme of this year is how other actors, the government, civil society as a whole, policy makers, political parties, will all support the role that women play in society and to support all the empowerment initiatives that will put women in their proper place in terms of recognizing that they are capable and they are as equal as their male counterparts. So I think the boldness is not so much on women, but it's on the institutions and the structures of society that need to change to recognize what women are already doing.
Ghana's focus is on the rural woman. Have we given the rural woman that needed attention, or the focus is only on the urban woman?
Well, I think that we cannot even separate what a rural woman is from what an urban woman is. I always say that as Ghanaians, we are both rural and urban, because assuming that you were even born in an urban area, definitely you would have friends who originally came from some rural community.
Chief Executive of Abantu for Development, Dr. Rose Mensah Kooten. Patricia Essel is a programs manager at WorldEV. She said the theme, Be Bold for Change, is very appropriate.
I think to a large extent, women in Ghana are, some have been bold enough, others are being bold, and others need to be pulled along to being bold. And for me, if we talk about being bold for change, I'm looking at it from, let's say, about five different perspectives. One, for us as women to believe and understand ourselves as women. And in that sense, I'm referring to accepting who we are as women, as being unique creators, and women who have been tasked to deliver certain specific things in our world today.